Hello and welcome to the Beginner's Handbook. I'm Jordan.
I'm Jamie.
And in this episode, we're just going to talk a little bit about perceptions in the games that you might be playing or running.
Yeah, so basically, like, this kind of came about sort of accidentally for me. The kind of background to this is that recently we both played a game that was ran by The Chameleon, for anyone who's been following along long enough to identify who that is. And in the lead up to that, he was running the game but wasn't particularly looking forward to it for a couple of reasons. People had to leave early and
I had to leave early.
So yeah, it was your fault, yeah, basically, is what I was driving at there, but without saying it. So there was a little bit of that and just kind of personal stresses and other things that were going on with different people. So there was kind of a bit of anxiety around the game before it was ran. And then game got ran. We talked about it afterwards and things, we enjoyed it and things, and then I talked to the Chameleon a wee bit, a day or two later or whenever it was, and when we were talking he was saying it, and again this is like a day or two later when I was talking to him, and I went yeah, and I basically said what we had said at the end of the game. He was there when we talked about it and he seemed kind of quite surprised about it, not like completely shocked or anything, but just kind of pleased, I would say, more than anything, that, you know, we weren't just going, oh, that was really good, oh, well done you, and then when he wasn't there, you know, this first thing that you're doing is sighing and going, oh, thank God that's over, right, okay, oh no, we need to trudge through this again next week. But basically, the long and the short, without rambling on anymore, is that to me it was interesting that I felt as a player in that really engaged, and I felt that the other players that were there were really engaged, and I felt, you know, that the game was quite free for exploring and moving and doing what we wanted to do, and like, my kind of judgment of how Jordan was getting on with it and the other player that was there was the author. Like, my judgment from that was that, again, they were as engaged as me, they were enjoying it as much as me, and it just kind of made me interested as to why there was that kind of worry, anxiety behind it, and why the Chameleon's perception of the game was totally different from the three players that were there. So it's that 25% completely out of line with the 75% that was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me it was quite interesting because a lot of the games that we've done, because we've played games for years, and I mean, when I say that, I mean like every single week. We are like, the only breaks we've really had is because I've not enforced them, I can't come for a while, and we might have broke, or you might have played other games in between. I think it was like a month this year or at the end of last year that I was away or something like that. And you did something else for a bit of something like that. So we play a lot. And for me, I was looking forward to trying out this game where we're using the Traveller system. And actually, I quite like it. Mm-hmm. But I knew I had a huge week. Most weeks I'm like back-to-back with stuff. But this week was like, I've got conferences for like, it's going to be standing for 16 or 18 hours across the 2 days. And late night events and stuff as well, which I was lucky, I actually got away just in time for our game. I got back like literally on, well, did I get back early enough? Anyway, within 30 minutes, I literally just came in.
Oh, you're there before me.
Yeah, I was literally in, when I got in or joined was when I walked in the house, so it was super busy. But there was, Traveller, you know, by nature, is a game where you have to do the mini game to make your guy, and I quite enjoyed it. But going into it, I certainly had, and I think I ran through it and found it kind of hard, was just worried about Like the guy that was running it, he's usually, well, both the other guys that run games for us, really kind of talented with their worlds and things, and all the kind of small details that really flesh everything out. That's fine, but I just, as games, just not, it's not them specifically, but I find when I play lots of games from one person that things can be quite, they become somewhat formulaic. Mm-hmm. That's maybe more a symptom, like the guys in other nights of the week that I play with that do only D&D, and pretty much you know the formula for their games all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's fine if the game's fun, but I certainly don't gel with D&D's combat, and you know, so I was worried, particularly coming into this one of these games, just about the amount of, kind of the volume of info I need to learn, but I was actually more worried about the game. I love trying new games. I'm always recommending that people pick up. If you want to be a great GM, you've got to play more than just one game, because there's so many things you can learn from with how other systems run, or how other systems are ran. I talked about Traveller with you earlier, and saying how their skills package, which is, for those who don't know, in Traveller you can get a skills package for your group of players or your travellers, and it's basically a pool of points. So it might be like you have survival 1, you might have athletics 1, you might have gun or melee knives 1. Mm-hmm. So all these different stats, might be a half a dozen or so, and you just divvy them out to all the players. So you go, I'll take that point, and Jamie might take survival 1, but I might take stealth 1, and you divvy these points out. It's a great cool little kind of mechanic you could add practically in the game.
Yeah.
But my point being is, it's good to run all these different games. I'm always encouraging others to try more than just one game. And Traveller was one I was really interested in, but certainly because of the week I'd had, or the series of weeks I'd actually had recently, I was like, I don't fucking be bothered. This is going to be like information overload.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been obsessed with little OSR games recently, and I keep playing and talking about them, and I will continue to do so. But I just, coming from a lot of those games, I just was like, I don't know if I can be bothered with another info-heavy game system. Info-heavy system, because we came off the back of Cyberpunk Red, which is a fantastic game. I think there's bits that's too complex than it's necessary, but great game. But it took, because a lot of effort to learn that game, and then we're moving into Traveller, and I'm going, oh. And we just came off of a Freeform 5e game, which was good fun. But, you know, it was a new thing I had to learn. So I was coming in like, I'm not in the headspace to need to be picking up new stuff and flicking through the rule book, which I'll often do when we're playing online. Have the rule book set aside and pick stuff up. Just before that, we picked up Star Trek again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there with the rule book all night, most nights we were playing. So I already came in a bit like, man, I was looking forward to like trying it out, but I was just tired, you know. And then that combined with how I was expecting just the epic lore. There's so many people these days that just want every bit of lore dripped, like just that kind of water torture thing, which just like will drip at a time, but they let it drag on for ages. I kind of had a lot of that experience recently with some of the other groups I've had. So I was just like, oh man, I just feel like it's a new game, new world. It's going to be a lot of setup. I think Cyberpunk had a lot of setup. A lot of new rules, just all this kind of scrambling. I just was a bit like, I'm not looking forward to this. Because Warhammer's complicated, but I tried to leave it as light as possible. And I think I mentioned, this is a lot of lore. I'm not going to bother with it because it's not needed. But, so I was worried about all of that. So it was a lot of stuff coming in hot. I don't really remember. To be honest, I'm sure we got a pitch on WhatsApp. I didn't really read it. I just said, yeah, let's do it, whatever. It was something new. Like, I'm up for anything.
Don't spoil the magic.
I know, but I'm fine saying that. I don't care what the lore is. You know, I don't care. We spoke about sales pitches. Mm. I, quite frankly, don't care about the sales pitch. I like to see what system it is. If I'm interested, I'll probably play whatever game you're running. But secondary, well, there's some games like a Digimon game. I think that was floating about when an idea, or a Power Rangers game was definitely one floating about. Not interested. Don't care what the system is. But Traveller, sure, give it a go. Mm. I did mention I don't want Aslans or Wolf Folk, not interested. But that was my perception going in, and we were pleasantly surprised, I would say. Mm-hmm. So is that, you want to kick off? I can talk about events and that, but
yeah, I mean, like, for this and where my kind of thoughts were beforehand, like, one of our previous episodes we talked about expectations and then reality. Whereas with this, and with the conversation, it was a little bit different. It was that perception. So rather than what he was thinking before he went in, it was when we were actually there and playing and going through it, and when we were there and we actually physically told him at the end, that was really good, we enjoyed it, blah, blah, blah. Obviously a bit more enthusiastic than that.
I don't know, you kind of sounded like that.
Or maybe that's where the confusions came from. But it was the perception part, so it was what he thought was happening and what was going on, which was the strange part. But again, going into the game as well, for me, like, because it was a new system and all that sort of stuff, normally the first kind of couple of times doing a game, if it's a new system, I might enjoy the game, but there's always that kind of cloud of the new rules and referring to the manual and all that sort of stuff that just kind of takes the shine off or something, because it kills momentum, pace and all that sort of stuff. But for whatever reason, that didn't particularly
we were referring to the rules and stuff, because I know, like, as far as I understand, at least you might be able to fill me in if I'm getting it wrong, is because we've not really spoke about this is kind of a more improvised thing, but the guy running it, I think, was looking for a bit more, like he'd mentioned, wanting things to be a bit more elaborate or expanded, like there was scenes in it, like actually never seen, he wanted more detail and all that. And so I think probably I get the sense that maybe he was a bit disappointed or down. But one thing the guy had said, which was a complete surprise to him, as it was for me, because I've never seen this happening in our group in particular, is a lot of the stuff we were doing, I think because things were really tight, we were keeping things short and sweet, there was a lot of stuff that we had, there was a lot of freedom that I don't think we always get in games. Maybe because it's long-standing characters or something, it usually feels like we're almost seeing, at least for me, I feel like a lot of the time when I'm playing some of the games that we're in, is I feel like I'm seeing everything go by and I'm doing stuff, but I kind of feel like we're getting an environment that we're a part of an environment. I don't think we're usually affecting too much, at least in some games I feel like that's happening. And with this one, it felt, and the GM had said it, like we were kind of informing how things, just even story-wise, wider were happening. Now, there's obviously a set story, but how that all comes together, the flavour of all of that, I think we got a lot of input in that we, I would say, actually never get a hand in at all. Usually the flavour's pre-established. If you don't like it, you're kind of getting shafted for it. It's certainly been a case in some of our games. So this was quite nice. It was very similar to how I run a lot of my games, especially the one-shots, where I can't just leave it light. Detail light, I give you the main cool stuff. If it's Morkborg, it's all the cool evil gods, the two-headed basilisks, all the awful stuff that's going to happen, the apocalypse, cool. But everything else is like, it's all flavour text almost that comes in from players and things. It's just very fluid. And I think that game had that. And for me coming in, I was a bit like, I just felt like I was going to need to sit through, almost like a roller coaster ride. You enjoy the ride, you get cool stuff, but you kind of observe a lot of it. Whereas it didn't feel like that this time, which was that nice. It was actually super fresh. The Cyberpunk game we'd done was like that too. But this one, I don't know why it was a wee bit different. I think probably an appreciation for how Traveller does its events. Our story's completely evolved. How we really got us awesome. I don't think we could have done this ourselves. Like, I think having the random element was really cool for our characters, like fleshing them out. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah, well, again, with that in particular, like their characters and the way that they evolved, and it still hasn't resolved, we've still got more to go back and play and do.
Yeah,
the way that it's going is interesting. Again, it feels a bit more free. I think I've talked about that in a previous episode, maybe I haven't, can't remember. And there's different things that made it feel different, and again, my perception of how I was interacting with you was that the different things that I was doing, you were going, oh, that's interesting. And then it was not quite a curveball to work with, but rather than, you know, doing the standard thing that you would expect with, you know, players that you know well, that, you know, you'll have people that tend to like being more kind of front and center and talking. Yeah. You'll have people that like to sit back and kind of assess before they do anything or whatever. It's a wee bit different from what I would normally do, I would say. And again, my perception of that situation was that you had something that it kind of gave you something new, not quite new, but you know, it had something different to work with that then influenced how you were then going to take your character forward. And again, with the other player there as well, you know, the same things happening and going on. But when I was doing it again, like, you, the other player, again, everybody was either interested in what was happening, the developments, or, you know, just enjoying themselves and what was going on. But again, bizarrely, and I didn't really kind of, I spotted it, but I didn't spot it with the GM, that there was a kind of reserved, I'll use reserved just now until I maybe find a better word, was a kind of reserved sort of feeling from it, or from him, sorry. And then as the game was going on, although he was engaging, although he had the characters there engaging with us and, well, being belligerent, as they often end up being, you know, and you know, we were getting the kind of the usual stuff, if you like, and then the kind of things that were a wee bit different, and that freedom and that sort of expansiveness, there was a kind of reserved sort of feeling from. And it's only really now, thinking about it and looking back, I'm going, okay. But I was too busy engaging with you and the other player and thinking about what was going on in the story and how things might develop and things, that I wasn't really paying attention much to him, the DM, which is what I normally do in games. Normally ignore the DM, GM until they start kind of speaking, and then it's like, right, okay, what's going on now?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm not focused on how they're reacting, like, whether it's in person or whether it's on screen or whatever, because I'm only interested in who I'm engaging with at that time, because you know, that's all your character knows at that point. You know, yeah. There's no point in saying something to your character, but you're looking at the screen and you're waiting and you're going, I think the DM's smart. I think that means I'm onto something quick, right? At it, and you know, because you're overanalyzing and you'll end up going down the wrong path. But then at the end of it, just like normally we'll kind of talk at the end of our games for a wee bit, you know, and naturally not like it's a kind of forced confession that's happening, you know, and you're made to list all the good points and all the bad points and, you know, fill out a questionnaire and number it 1 to 5, how happy you feel and all that kind of thing. But again, at the end of it, it was a strange kind of, it wasn't disconnect because he was there and he was doing it and things. It was, again, a wee bit reserved and a wee bit kind of surprised when we were talking about enjoying it and things, and just really, really kind of strange that things, from my point of view and my perception, went so well. And as far as I was aware, I could see it, and talking to you afterwards, you were saying the same mm-hmm. thing, and again another player saying the same thing, that it was good, and again commenting on each little kind of quirk that we put in, or you know, whatever it was that, you know, we enjoyed with it, and that, you know, he was in the kind of outside of that, which was really, really strange.
Do you know, I think it's something though, like for me, the big thing that was so nice was having a bit more, I feel like I encourage it in a lot of my games. It's kind of hard to tell though, because I've not, I just feel like most of my games kind of go how this went, where I tend to not do puns. That's why my notes are rubbish. Like, in my actual game, this is what's going to happen. Notes are rubbish. There's barely in it, because usually I'm actually observing, and then I say, right, it's time for the fight. Cool. Or whatever.
Yeah, but with your games, though, have you ever done a game that you've went, oh, I don't think that went well, and everybody's gave it like, you know, 10 out of 10, 5-star reviews. Or if you went, I don't think that's went that well, and people have turned around and went, it was good, rather than, you know, that they've went, that was really good. See the bit when you don't, you know, and there's that natural excitement that's there. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, maybe.
Have you thought when you've had a 10 out of 10 game, have you had a 10 out of 10 game? Or have you had a 1 out of 10 game?
I usually think my games go about 4 out of 10. Like, generally, I don't think they usually go that well. Like, if I would, but that's why I used to think that all the time. That I just went, I kind of, it's not that I don't care about that. I just was like, I could throw that out. And instead, it was more, way more player centric. So, and I can tell who's having fun. The exceptions would be, I can't think of a case where I've went, that was amazing, it's never happened. I don't think I've ever ran an amazing game. But I've never had one where I went, that was, well, I mean, that very first Cthulhu game was a rubbish game. But I knew it wasn't that great, so I wasn't that bothered, you know. But you can tell, just you can feed that off of people. I can't think of anything. I've only ever had like surprises like that went better than I expected it to. Like, I knew that when I was running it, like a cyborg game, introducing some people to a cyberpunk themed world when they're not technical and all sorts. It's kind of hard, it turns out. At least it was when I was trying to get it done in a one shot. So very tight. But, I mean, actually, in the case of that game, the guy, I thought he would love it because he was dead into the art. Just wasn't that interested by the end of it. But I think he was really just looking for a D&D game, but in a cyberpunk world. And fair enough, like, that's what he was after, and that wasn't what I was running. But I think in the case of ours, certainly I think the guy is probably in your type of way of running games. It's a bit less GM heavy. And I don't think that's like the GM will have, like in my games, there's a lot of important role clearly of the GM, and there's a lot of GM involvement, but a lot of situations and filling out maybe flavour for things in the game, like how characters interact and things, I tend to stay pretty hands off. And that, so that's what it seemed like the guy was doing. And he mentioned that he liked how he didn't need to have all that work done, he could just let it happen. So it's maybe just a newer step. But I thought he did an amazing job of keeping it. I think the pace helped, because I keep talking about cycling games in our group. We've still to properly do it. I know there was one point where one of the guys said, yeah, we are cycling, because we've done like 6 or 7 games in a few months or whatever. But my point was more that we cycle like regularly instead
of... Yeah, it's not the number of games, it's the frequency which you switch, yeah.
Yeah, but so this is quite different. And certainly, like, it was just something that happened. I had to jump in... Was it Dundee that time? I've literally lost track. It wasn't even that long ago. I was in Dundee. And the next day, I was in Dundee, so I was up early. And was it? I think it was not. It might have been a conference. I can't remember, man. It's been a long couple of weeks. But I've been in Dundee a lot. That's what it is. And I said, I've got to be away for 10, because I was up early for a conference, because I was heading in for, but I was leaving at 7 or something to get there to set up for the start time. And it was just a last minute thing, because that's what I was told. I don't think it was something I gave a lot of notice for, because I couldn't. And rather than 11, which is usually when we play to, it was 10, which is quite, I mean, it's like 3 hours. Sorry, it's 2 hours, because we start around 8. So it's 2 hours full, like, that's the night of the game. But that kind of time constraint, which would be new for the guy as well, because usually we play longer than that, much longer than that. Was a lot of new stuff, and I hope he came away like he enjoyed it a lot, because I think the kind of big thing I learned from that is, like, I think when it's always worth trying stuff, because it's just trying stuff you wouldn't normally do, even as much as I hate to say it. If the guys want to do a Power Rangers game, I'll give it a go because of this Traveller game. I really don't want to, but I'll give it a go because I might like it, you know.
Essentially, me with Warhammer with that one.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, because it wasn't something you were interested in. And I said to Jamie, you don't have to play it, by the way. Not trying to exclude you. I just know what it's like to sit in games that you've been interested in.
Yeah.
So it ended up being really good. And, well, I hope you had a good time. You seemed to have a good time. And you
what was your perception of how I enjoyed it?
I thought you had a good time. So, I mean, if you didn't, I would have heard about it in some nice roundabout way. You would have told me you didn't like it. Whereas I prefer just like, I thought that was crap. That's usually the feedback I get from guys on Friday. I killed a big player character and they went, this game sucked. And I went, sorry. Although there's a secret plan with that, with the guy that died in the game. But so yeah, I think it was just interesting. I got the impression the guy was wanting to do a lot more and was expecting maybe it to be a bit more like what we're used to. But to be fair, what we're used to, we've done a lot of, and it was nice to get a new flavour. I was worried about that going in. That's not what we got. The better. And it was, I think, the opposite side for him, because we had to shorten it, not what he's used to. Maybe a bit out of the comfort zone, because it's just a different style of running games. And I get the same thing when I run different games.
Yeah, and like from that, in that kind of disconnect of an enjoyable game from the player point of view, but the DM, GM being worried that the game wasn't particularly great and all that sort of a thing, it then made me kind of track back and try and think, has this happened elsewhere in the past for me?
I was four.
Yeah. So, but thinking about it, I went, no, there has been other times in the past where things like that have happened. And again, without going into specifics of things, you know, it's happened to me the other way, where I've sat in a game where it hasn't been particularly enjoyable for whatever reason, but other players and like DM or whatever that's been there has talked about it and has talked about, oh, I think it went really well and I'm pleased with the way it went, and you know, they come away with, you know, whatever they think about the game, and you're sitting there going, that's not what I witnessed there. Surely there's other people, and you have a scan about and you look. Again, without specific examples, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's been in the past, it's happened. Some of these games that I can kind of remember bits from, you know, it's been times, and like you've said, it's, you know, been, you know, you've been tired for whatever reason, if you've had family stuff happening and you're a bit mentally drained with that, or whether it's work or this or that or whatever. So, you know, some of it you go, well, it's me, and the reason that my perception is completely different from everybody else's here is because, you know, I'm in a completely different mental space from everybody, or because of, you know, whatever other reason, you know, you're physically tired rather than mentally fatigued or whatever. So without going into specifics of anything, then, you know, those times I go, right, okay, well, fair enough, you know, that's me. The reason it's my perception's different is because, you know, it's my fault. Essentially, you know, there's nothing in that game that doesn't match with what they're saying. It's just the way that I've felt at that time. But there has been the odd time where, like, a game's happened, somebody's talked about it and how it's went and things, and they've turned around and went, you know, it's been great, and I've been going, I don't think that went well at all.
Yeah, it's interesting, because when you ask me about like that for me as a running games, I don't really think about it like that anymore. But it's just maybe because I ran so many, I stopped caring. So I'm going, well, if people don't like it, they'll stop playing, and I've got, you know, five other games that I'm on top of, at least at the time when I was super busy with them. And I don't know, I feel like I just learn. I don't go in, I don't come out ever going, I thought that went well. I just kind of go, like, I thought that game was amazing. My main thing is just making sure people enjoy it, you know, and I could do super deep lore games. I've got one still ongoing that's happening, but that's never at the forefront. Like, I'm not trying to, and maybe it's a GM style difference, because certainly with some of the guys that we know that run games, that it's very theatrical in their head. Like, they've got a kind of cinematic sequence, and some of the sequences are phenomenal, but it's probably more akin to something you might find online, like a proper actual play or something that's a bit more, I don't want to say produced, because that's not what we don't mean, like making an actual play or anything, but I would say the way the story's being told is a bit more like a format that you could sit and enjoy with popcorn type thing. Like, thinking of the dwarf game, it's a big epic crawl, akin to The Hobbit or something, where we're seeing, like, you could imagine what we've all done happening in a montage of stuff. My games don't run like that, because I can't be bothered. Quite frankly, I can't be bothered with that nonsense. I don't have enough time to, you know, write 5,000 pages worth of lore. Although, to be fair, I've got like 35,000 words worth of the game notes for my big OG game. But most of that's just been improvised, and I've taken note of it for game notes or stuff that players have filled in. Because the main thing for me is that we have fun, and all that other stuff's very secondary. I can usually wing the details, though. I've improvised enough during these games to be able to sort that. But maybe that's why I don't have a impression. Like, I don't think I've ever... Well, I thought Warhammer game went good, but, you know, I don't have... That's as deep as that little analysis goes. Mm. Like, I don't know how well I ran it. Like, I actually don't know, because I don't remember, you know?
Yeah,
I don't think about it.
But the thing that I'm getting with, or what I'm trying to say with this, is not that, like, you know, there's an in-depth analysis of it, and that, you know, it matches, like, word for word with what other people are saying. But what I'm meaning is that, like, with your very, very first game that you done for us, the Cthulhu one with the witches and forest.
That's from our brains, man.
Well, again, this is the thing, right?
Oh, nobody liked it, though, and everybody's like, that was a great game. I'm going, no, it wasn't. It ran 8 hours, baby. It was all right until a point, I know that.
It was, but this is the thing. So Jordan at this point goes, terrible, 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 terrible.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Whereas with me, I go, no, I enjoyed it. The only mistake that we made was not hitting pause. Now, we ended up tired because it finished at like 4 in the morning or whatever ridiculous time that it finished at.
Mistake.
Yeah. So rather than hitting pause, cutting the game in half and doing it over 2 nights, or thirding it and doing it over 3 nights.
I partially blame you guys for that, because I think I did say it in 2 big points. I'm like, we could follow it on later. And I was like, no, let's keep going. Do you want to, I think I maybe phrased it though, like, do you want to just keep going and get it finished? So it's probably not the best phrasing, actually. I put that back on me for saying it that. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was a bad, big mistake. I swear to God, that was a one shot in my just
naive young mind. Yeah.
Yes, wrong. Yeah.
But, like, God. The second I mentioned it, first thing that John done was went, right. So he's still complaining about it just now, right?
I hate it. It sucks.
Still not managed to finish what I'm saying because he keeps heckling me telling me how bad it was.
You suck.
But my perception of that was, it went well. It was interesting. I enjoyed it. But again, we ended up tired, so it dragged.
Yeah, it just gets on that.
But it didn't drag because of boredom. It didn't drag because of a poor story. It didn't drag because of pacing. It dragged because as we got more tired, and because this was the first time that we played Cthulhu, so we're new to the rules of it.
Was that the first?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a long time ago.
So it then meant it was like, you know, if a decision would take you half a second to process and do, this was like doubling the time, tripling the time. The longer it went, the bigger that multiplier became. So that was the main issue, but that didn't stop me from enjoying it. It just took us longer to get to the end. So you talk about it and go, oh, it was absolutely terrible. And I go, no, it wasn't. It was good.
It just went
longer than we thought.
Yeah.
And it just dragged a wee bit, but it didn't drag because we were bored.
Dragged a wee bit.
Yeah,
8 hours.
Yeah,
I mean, for me, but I'm more than saying it's terrible, right? But it's more because I just didn't like how the game was ran at all. But that doesn't mean I think that you just had a terrible time. I just think I just don't like it. But it's just you just learn from playing games.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But there's something where it's not matching up. So you've got that as more critical than what I would.
Yeah, I know, but it's not so much. I'm just talking about how it was ran. No, it's a wee bit different. My impression. I don't think he's walked away hating it. I hate it because I think about what on earth was I thinking. The stuff I'm on about sometimes now, the games I play, I was doing it all. And why, Jordan? If I could have went back and just pulled myself, like disappeared in that room we were playing in, and just was like, stop. It could have been so much. I think it could have been better. I think I would have learned a lot more. I also learned during that game to not over-prep the flaming hell out of the game, because I learned that there's a game called, I think it's Blackwater Creek or something, or it's a Cthulhu game. I think it comes with the GM screen, maybe. Literally the same bloody game, and I'm not kidding. Every bit, the dark young things, the whole mother's milk stuff, all of that is exactly the same. And I wrote that myself. I'd never read a source book in my life until that point. So, yeah, anyway, I learned a lot. That's my perception of it. That game sucked ass. At least how it was ran, it was bad. But anyway, it was cool though.
But again, that's the thing. So you've got the, oh, it went terrible, but I'm going, no, it was good. It done what it was supposed to do, and, you know, it didn't stop us playing Cthulhu.
I'd love to hear
the guys,
actually. Now that it's been years,
it would be interesting to kind of revisit.
So I don't think I've ever asked him about that. Because we've spoken, obviously we spoke about it here, but I don't think we've ever actually, I've never said to him, by the way, do you remember that first game? How was that for you?
Answer this.
Here's a quiz. Here's a quiz that I bet you they would love a quiz after some of the games. I could just imagine them sending an MS Forms link.
Dare you to do one for your next game.
I'm going to do that. Yeah.
See if you don't, I'm gonna show this to them.
Yeah, okay.
Point.
No, I would
we're
do
gonna
that.
We're going to show them it. We're going to get to 36 minutes and 33 seconds or whatever we're at, and go, look, there, he said he'd do it, look, he didn't.
I have a lot of stuff happening tomorrow during work. I will do it during work. Just kidding, work, if you're seeing this. But yeah, well, I mean, I think it'll be funny. Why not? Maybe I'd love to do a Morkborg. I keep talking about Pathfinder, but I'm in the mood for like something horrible. So, but yeah, sure, yeah. I'll do that. I'll just replace the title with whatever game we play.
Yeah, and again, like, I think I don't think we should bore anybody much longer with talking about this, but it was just really, really bizarre, and it got me thinking and going down this track that going, hang on, if something that was as enjoyable a game that we had, and I would say that the game that we had with them has been as enjoyable as anything we've ever done, can have somebody thinking that it wasn't that great and it didn't go that well, and can, and again, it's not that the person that we're talking about is like the loudest person in the room and, you know, like a diva, for want of a better way of describing them, you know, it's not anything like that, but going from his like baseline personality to the way he kind of was at the end of it, and then even my conversation a day or two later or whatever it was way subdued from like where his baseline is, and it was really, really surprising and bizarre to me, and then again got me thinking a wee bit and going, do you know what, there have been times in the past, but every other example that I can think of apart from your game with that, every other one I can think of is somebody thinking that something maybe went better than what it did.
Okay.
Whereas the other way around, like hardly ever I can think of that happening, and it got me thinking. Like,
yeah, can't think of that either.
Yeah, and again, like in other games that you've been in, like, and I can kind of, in vaguely sort of remember bits and pieces you've told me, and I can kind of more specifically think about it from players and how players perceive their actions at a table in terms of
bringing me back to it. I've actually had him for a while.
Yeah, so maybe this is something to re-talk about further down the line, but from player point of view rather than
I think kind of the main takeaway from me, hopefully for you listening, almost to tie it up with this point, is I think particularly if you've had a bad perception of a game, let's say you're running one specifically, if you've had a bad perception of a game, who cares? How about you just ask the players and see what they think and get them to tell you honestly, because the chances are they probably had a good time. I know that there's a lot of GMs out there that go, that game was crap, because they wanted to do so much more. I think this Traveller game is maybe an example of that. But actually, players, we had a great time. We got a very high amount of interactivity with things in the environment, mm-hmm. us, other characters. There was times like we would meet an NPC and we were actually building a bit of backstory as we are playing. Mm. I do that in my games a lot because it's just, I don't have time to prep all these big worlds. So yeah. I let that inform it during the game. But that was the first time for the GM and it became a really flexible and it felt a meaningful environment for our characters. And our dynamic now is super interesting. I would never have kind of thought about it really until we got all the randomised stuff from Traveller. But I know probably from the GM side, it probably felt like he didn't get all the stuff he would normally get in.
Mm-hmm.
However, from the player's point of view, if he was to ask us, although we've said to him, but let's say he was here today and he said, well, how did it go?
Mm-hmm.
I would be saying how good it actually, how much of a better step I would feel like it's been compared to a lot of our other games, as much as I still enjoy them. But I particularly like this style of how the game's being run because it gives us flexibility, but we're not weighed down by lore or anything. Mm. Not that happens every game or anything, but if we're not weighed down by lore, it's dead flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, time-wise, we only did play for like an hour or so, we worked out.
Yeah.
And not tons happened in the game, but for an hour, tons happened in the game. Mm. Like, as far as a night's game would go, it was okay. Mm-hmm. But this was a good-paced game, like really well-paced. And that's something that, I mean, I'm going to continue to echo to the guy, because if he wants to run this long-term, I'm up for it. And I don't see that a lot, really, because a lot of the games we play are kind of same-ish, so I don't want to stick to the same one. I'd rather play a different style of game. Oh, same style of game, but in a different setting, and I would the same thing for, like, 20 weeks.
Well, again, that was the other thing with the author, who was the third player there.
Mm.
He turned around and he went something along the lines of, see, when we come back to the game and we've resolved this storyline, why don't we do it for another couple of terms, roll, see what happens, and then pick it up from there?
Yeah.
So, again, without prompting, without discussing anything like that, he already went, can we keep playing this?
Mm-hmm.
And also went, here's something I'd like to try, if you're okay with that. You know, so he's already went, I want to do this again, and can we do this? So he's already, you know, there's that engagement there with it. And again, like getting that at the end of the game and then having that conversation a day or two later, and it's, oh, I didn't think it was particular, you know, and that kind of flat kind of feeling with it. And you go,
yeah,
again, strange, kind of came left the field for me.
That's been what I've learned, I suppose. It's just like, I don't care so much. It's like, I want people to have fun, but I'm not going to run amazing games all the time. So, in this case, it's like just, it's almost like listening to the audience, what they're saying, and maybe play, maybe not in the comfort zone. Certainly, if I was to run a high fantasy, like a proper, you know, or Babes in the Wood style game, it's all light and it's all kids running about and running away from like the forest or something. I don't know. I didn't really play a lot of it. But that's not a game I'm comfortable running because it's a bit more like light and stuff. I like scary games, so it's just not something I would play. So I would probably feel similar sort of thing, like, I don't like how that went, in the same way that maybe the guy feels a bit Traveller. But I thought it was great, and it's just interesting. So whole takeaway just being, don't worry about your perception of the game, check with other people, and see, hear their opinion. If you're a player, maybe you're in a bad mood, maybe you're just not interested in the game. But I would especially say, if you're GM, listen to what your players are telling you, feed off of that instead of forcing something that you're used to on others. That's, I suppose, going back to running different types of games as well. But I think that's everything then.
Yeah, pretty much. So you're still at the end. You're still here.
I can't believe this went on as long. That's cool.
Yeah.
The improv thing happened.
Yeah. I'm surprised as well, to be honest. I thought it would have been kind of, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes done over. But there you go. But if you're there, and if you've had, you know, an experience like that, where what you've felt, what you've witnessed, and what everybody else has talked about after a game is completely at the opposite end of the spectrum, so it'd be interesting to know, whether you're a player, whether you were a GM, what the situation was, and, you know, what side you were on. So you can fire that through to his Facebook, X, now Twitter,
X,
Instagram, through you know, one of the pictures or, you know, messaging and that or whatever. There's Discord there as well. There's also comments if you're watching or listening on YouTube, and then in Spotify there's usually a poll Q&A type thing that we throw up as well, so you can let us know there.
Nice one. Cool. So as usual, thanks again for listening and or watching, and that's going to be it from us this week. So I'll just say it's a bye from me
and me too.